Governor Rick Snyder is not on the ballot this year.
But he is using election 2016.
To burnish his image and protect his legacy.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
So Governor Snyder has at least two committees doing political work on behalf of Republican candidates in this election cycle.
His Relentless Positive Action Political Action Committee is endorsing and donating to candidates, mostly for state House seats.
Working to ensure the last 2 years of his administration match the first six in having substantial Republican majorities to work with.
And there's a lot at stake. A Dem takeover
yes.
of the state House is a possibility.
But Snyder is also trying just as hard to mitigate or even reverse a lot of the damage his reputation has suffered in the past year, mostly because of the Flint water crisis.
Which really reset the narrative of his administration from having the success of the quick rinse Detroit bankruptcy to then a pattern of embarrassments and failures.
One damaging revelation after another about Flint, a damning audit of a state-run veterans home in Grand Rapids, very public spats with Attorney General and fellow Republican Bill Schuette on a host of political issues and legal questions.
And so focus has remained on those issues instead of things like the improving unemployment rate in the state,
right.
The Detroit turnaround.
Here's what Rick Snyder would like you to be thinking.
Michigan is the comeback state in the United States.
Instead, a recent Detroit News WDIV-TV poll says that more than half, 52% of Michigan
52%.
Voters disapprove of the job that he's doing.
So now he is taking to the airwaves with ads that focus praise on his record as governor while throwing a little support to Republican state House candidates.
Michigan is coming back, but there's more to do. Under Governor Rick Snyder's leadership, over 450,000 jobs have been created. Unemployment is the lowest in 15 years, and education funding is at record levels. Michigan's comeback will stay alive with leaders like Beth
Bill
Griffin.
In candidate X's name here.
And by the way, that ad is technically not a political campaign ad.
Nope.
It never uses the magic words, vote for. It may sound like a campaign ad, but legally, it's something else.
Making government accountable. That is a tax-exempt not-for-profit group that was formed by Snyder to promote the Michigan comeback narrative as he was contemplating a run for the White House last year.
But his political action committee, the Relentless Positive Action PAC, is also engaged with endorsements, campaign donations. And this reputation rescue operation, it's not just about ego.
No, this is about preserving the things that he has put in place as governor.
And building some political clout in an election year that could be a tough one for Republicans on the ballot.
But Snyder has to be careful.
The reality is he is still unpopular. He doesn't want to help so much that his problems become a problem for Republican candidates in tight races.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.